Hey friends, this is Penny with The Lamplighter, and we're so glad that you're joining us today. And I have a special guest today, great friend and a co-worker, and her name is Kim Blakely. Kim, I'm so glad you're here. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me to have this lamplighter with you.
Oh, I'm excited because I know you so well, and you've got a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm. And although listeners can't see you, your face is just lit up. So I love that.
Well, praise the Lord.
Well, Kim is not just a friend, but she is a co-worker at a very special place, I have to say. It's Faith Bible Christian Academy. It's in Rosemond. We have preschool through 12th grade. And Kim joined FBCA. What year was it, Kim?
Well, it was a little bit before COVID, so it would have been January 2020.
So you only got to come, you were there January, February, and then about 2 weeks in March, and then COVID hit and we shut down.
Yes, that's correct.
As well with every other school, basically. But then you came back in the fall. We opened our school in the fall. We did not do masks. And we had an incredible year.
Yes, we did.
We did. We had some new students and an incredible year. But I want Kim to talk about, she is the preschool teacher. And for anybody that knows anything about kids, preschool is in a world of its own. But I have to say, before she starts telling, she's going to share some highlights that she had this year. But I'm going to just say, she has a great coworker. It's her daughter, Grace. And they are a mother-daughter team, and boy, they just knock it out of the park.
Yes.
They have transformed the preschool, and it's just been so exciting and rewarding to see. And they work so well together. I've loved watching that this year.
I think so, too. Yes.
Can you tell us some of your highlights?
So, yes. One highlight is having a great, just an assistant, because Miss Grace is pretty awesome, and I'm a little bit more towards the type A side. She's a little bit more towards the type B side.
Is. If you know Kim, she's totally A, and if you know Grace, she is totally B.
So we complement each other. If we have a little mountain, we just complement it, and then in the valleys, we're in both areas. So in other words, Grace likes to work with like slime and different things like that and just make the big messes. And I'm the one that's cleaning up the mess. But yes, so some highlights. I had 14 students this past year. I had 9 accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, all within the same week. So it was like on a Monday, and then I had on Thursday, I had 3 more accept. So it was in the same week, 9 accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior.
I would say that's your top highlight.
That was my top highlight. It really was. Just seeing the hands and feet of the Lord work, and their hearts are so moldable. And also with preschool, you're pouring into them because you're able to mold them a little bit more, where if you're with a high school student, you're pretty much chiseling away at them because they have other issues that you're working on. So anyways, another highlight would be that I had parents and grandparents throughout the year just give me nice little thoughts and compliments and just say, I can really tell that my child has grown spiritually in their walk and their prayer life.
That's incredible.
Their prayer life. So we pray during circle time. We pray a lot of times, but it was so cute when some of them wanted to get on their hands and knees and pray. And it just shows the humbleness of a child. And the Lord tells us to come to Him like little children.
That's right. Well, let me ask you this question. Why would parents out there want to send their preschooler to FBCA? Now, I can answer that because I know how the preschool works down there, and you guys do such a phenomenal job, and those kids are learning. And you're right. You see them praying with their teacher, praying for their teacher. It's just been amazing to see that transformation take place. But since you're in there every day, I mean, you are in the trenches.
Yes.
And preschool can have some trenches. Why would, as a parent, why would they want to send their child to your class?
I think the main reason is as the days are going darker, and we can definitely see that. You can turn on the news and just, I mean, there was a shooting just how many weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago in the town that I live in, around the courthouse, there was a shooting. And someone died. So the days are getting darker, and the things that they're implementing in the public school are just things that I would not want my children to be exposed to every day. Things that they're teaching about sex education, things that they're teaching about critical race theory.
Let's talk about that for a second, if you would.
Yes,
you're right. These new laws and bills that they're already passing, and some schools have already begun teaching them, are horrendous. I've done some research myself to see what's coming down the pike, and I've heard so many parents mm-hmm. saying they are pulling their kids out of public school.
Yes.
What do you know about that, Kim?
So critical race theory, I watched a little video on it, like if you don't know what it is. And what it is, let's say I just opened up a small business, and let's say two people walk in at the same time. One is white, one is black. They would say, who are you going to wait on first? Well, if I follow the black person and ask them if they need any help, I am thinking wrong because I am thinking they're going to steal, so I'm racist. But if I follow the white person and I ask them if they need any help, because I may think they're more influential or whatever, then I'm considered racist because I'm considered saying that the black one is a second-class citizen.
Your second choice.
Or second choice, mm-hmm. exactly. So that part is very sad, thinking that they've just covered all the grounds and you don't know which way to go, because either way you can be considered racist.
Exactly. And then you take critical race theory, or CRT, and mm-hmm. you mix that with the new sex education laws. Mm-hmm. And what is this generation coming out of? Those two together, it's horrifying. It really is.
Very horrifying. There was also some literature that was just put out where they're going to be teaching the kindergartners these terrible things and pictures and things that...
Videos.
Yes, and videos. And I just don't feel like... They're so young and impressionable. They don't need to see anything like this garbage. I would call it garbage.
It is. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right, Kim. I would agree with you. And on that thought, I'm going to just encourage parents all around. We're not just talking about New York and California.
No.
We're talking it's right in your neighborhood.
Yes.
So you need to stand up. You can do it in a kind and respectful mm-hmm. way.
Yes.
But you know what? It's time for parents and Christians mm-hmm. to stand up and to stand firm. Go to those school board meetings. Go find out what is the curriculum they're going to be teaching.
Yes.
And if you don't like the curriculum, if this is included in it, which mm-hmm. there's going to be so many schools mm-hmm. this year that it is going to be included in there, take your child out and you can put him in a good Christian school or homeschool.
Yes, and I would also encourage parents to watch what their children are watching on TV, the cartoons and different things. I just watched where a cartoon was basically talking about this gay parade, and it was just like in a form of like Blue's Clues or Dora the Explorer, and made it just seem like everything is normal and we should accept this and we don't have to accept it. We need to love them and realize sin is sin, and we pray that they will come to the light and realize what they're doing is wrong, but we don't have to tell the children that this is acceptable and make the children have to swallow that. I just don't think it's right.
Well, that's beautifully said, Kim. And I know I've heard from parents, these things are already being taught, and their child's coming home and saying, Mom and Dad, why is it so bad? I'm such a bad person because I'm white, and mm-hmm. you're bad because you're white.
Mm-hmm.
And, or black, you know, it is racist. Critical race theory
yes.
is just wrong, and it's so dangerous what it is teaching our kids.
Exactly. I feel the same way. I feel that especially when they're really little, we have to lay that foundation. And that foundation is so important to their learning, whether they're being taught about faith, whether they're being taught in the educational system, whatever it is, the foundation is so important, because if you have a rocky foundation, it really matters as you start building that child and the character.
Very well said. We've got about a minute here left. This time I knew it would fly by, Kim, but you've had so many great things to say and for listeners to really think about and to pray about.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. We'll end on this. How is teaching preschool? How has it changed you?
I can say that when Jesus says we were supposed to come to him like little children, we can see things through their eyes, and it changes us inside because we can see what the Father's heart is wanting us to see, because they have the cutest little, their little ways about them, their little quirks and the things that they do.
I've seen many of those this year.
But it's what makes them them. And right. They're just little children. We just need to love them. And Jesus loves them.
Oh, just said those so beautifully. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. I wish we had more time.
Thank you.
Listeners, remember, these are some serious issues to pray about. We're trying to bring it to your attention. Please pray. Parents, you have a big responsibility to love your children. God's put them in your care, and it is your, you know, it's our responsibility to take care of them. So thank you so much, listeners. Uh-huh. And Kim, thank you for joining us on Lamplighter.
Okay, God bless.